Welcome into this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. I'm Jessica Coody and excited to be joined by senior linebacker Marquez Watson-Trent. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a blessing.
Okay, so three games into it, how has it felt being a Nebraska Cornhusker?
It's amazing. It's a unique experience to have the fan bases that we have. The team is such a close-knit team, a true brotherhood, so it's been an amazing experience.
How did Memorial Stadium feel the first time you ran out there on the home side as opposed to the opposing side?
It's a different feeling. When you make plays and you're at home, the roar is crazy. Versus the opposite end, you know, fans are quiet for their quarterback, so it's kind of a little different feeling. But to have the fans on your side and have that many people rooting and supporting you, it's like, well, I got to make another play. So it's like, it's a great feeling. Gives you energy. It's the biggest juice you can have, the biggest, you know, momentum that you can have. I always look at it as another player because, you know, they play a role in the game.
You got your first sack last week. How did that feel?
It was amazing. It was a blessing. Coming through this, you know, this first three games, kind of trying to find my way, get comfortable within the defense and within the scheme. But it was amazing how God works. Really been in my word that week. And he was just showing me, telling me different things and trying to motivate me, give me confidence. And to go out to make that play was amazing in front of the fans.
That's been an emphasis of this defense, right? I mean, how important is it for you guys to not just get to the quarterback, but to get him down too?
Yeah, it's a huge emphasis. And we even talking about taking a step further and getting the ball out. So next time I have the opportunity, I'm going to try to get that ball out. But, you know, that's what our defense is. We get attack the quarterback, stop the run, and be good on third down.
You talked about finding your way. You've played a lot of football and have played a lot of football very well throughout your college career. But what is that process of finding your way here at Nebraska and settling into this defense?
I think every year you kind of find your role and you have a specific role within the scheme. I've done something so long one way. Now it's kind of a little different of finding how to play with each other, how to communicate, getting on the same page. It's just you got to play through those things. So I think that's what I've been doing, getting more comfortable with everybody. They're seeing how I play. I'm seeing how they play. And just, you know, throughout practice, just getting more comfortable. So that's kind of just like the thing as far as just when you're new to a team, you're new to a whole, you know, dynamic. Even with the schedule of how we do games, I kind of love it. It's very unique of how we do things here. And it's been a blessing to be a part of.
How important is that? Just, you know, building that time playing next to, you know, those other linebackers that you play against. How important is that just to know each other when you're out there?
Yeah, it's very important because you have to be on the same page when you're out there. Everybody on the defense got to be on the same page. So just knowing how Vincent play, knowing how Javen play, Bauer and all those guys, it helps you out there because it's like, yeah, we're on a string. I'm not alone out here. If I need to keep leverage, I know he's going to make the play. And it goes into the player coach's oath of what we talk about is just taking care of our teammate, making sure we know and doing our job. Because sometimes it's not you to make the play all the time. And I love this defense. I love that about it, that, you know, you really got to sacrifice for the other players. So just making sure we're doing that, understand we're comfortable with each other and knowing each other's talent.
You and Javen are the old guys in the room pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. And Javen was out last week, had some younger guys step up. We saw Dawson Merritt, Michael Booker. Yeah. Vincent's even a young guy too. How special is the young linebacker talent?
It's extremely special to have – you know, freshmen play and sophomores play as much as they have here, and it is no drop off from the ones, the twos, and the threes. That's a tell of a great team when you can put those guys in there and they make plays and you know, don't give up much. So it's a blessing to have that. It's really it pushes you. You know, even, you know, we're the older guys, but we got to make sure we're on top of our stuff because our defense is built on making sure we're knowing and doing our job and making plays. And we have a lot of people that can make plays. So I love how we, you know, rotate and get other people in. And I love supporting them and seeing them do amazing things.
So take me back to when you decide you play a long time at Georgia Southern and were the defensive player of the year in your conference. But when you decided to transfer, just what were you looking for? Why did you land on Nebraska?
I wanted a challenge and I wanted to compete at a high level. Seeing what Matt Rhule does, especially in his third year and the programs that he built up and the standard that he has just outside looking in is different when you even get into it. It's another level that you get. And I knew there were some things that I wanted to fix as far as just you know, my management, time management, my weight and different things like that. I wanted to be at the highest level to be able to make it to the NFL. And I feel like the Big Ten Conference is one of the best conferences in the nation. So to compete against, you know, big time talent and big time competitors, but also compete every day here, when you're surrounded by guys, it only makes you a better player. So, you know, me, my whole idea of going into the transfer portal was just to get better and compete at a high level. And, you know, I feel like we're doing a great job. It's been one of the best decisions I made.
What did you know about Matt Rhule before you started talking to him through this process?
Just one, my perspective of him from the world, just talking through, you know, people that knows him and just the reputation that he has is he demands greatness. And, you know, that's something even when I got to here and on my visit and got to talk to him, I really got to see that. He's a man of his word. He holds everybody to the highest standard. And it's all out of love and all out of passion. You know, like we're a family here. We're a brotherhood, but it's no man left behind. So we're going to pick everybody up and, you know, we can't go under the standard. So just hearing like how he competes at a high level and how he withstand adversity and how practices is going to be and how our schedule is going to be, like he's going to treat us like a pro. Him, you know, obviously coaching at the NFL, he knows exactly how it is. So him having that input also, you know, motivated me to, you know, get under somebody who he did it at the highest level. So he knows and, you know, wanted to be a part of that.
Did you have any ties or connections to Nebraska?
I actually didn't. You know, the biggest thing other than playing against it and feeling how it was and feeling how I felt, it was like it was an amazing experience. Probably DeMichael is probably the only coach that I kind of similar being from Pittsburgh and him being a big Pittsburgh guy. But other than that, I really didn't have a lot of connections. No, I didn't.
Wow. So you took a leap of faith then coming here without knowing much other than just what you discovered throughout your process of recruiting.
For sure. It was a lot of prayer. My family, you know, they do a really good job. They hold me accountable and they really helped me with decisions like that. So just going to, you know, my group and my foundation and really, you know, praying on it and asking God if this is a great position for me, a great situation for me. Obviously, it's far from family. And, you know, it's hard for them to get to the games and different things, but they do an amazing job supporting from wherever they are, and they try to get to every game. So really wasn't worried about that. But I really wanted to get challenged, and I knew what I wanted. And, you know, I thank God for, you know, helping me make this decision. It's been a blessing.
Did coming here as an opponent play a role in that? Do you think?
It did, because I got to experience it from the opposite end, and I was like, if I'm playing for them, I understand how that would feel. Mm-hmm. And like I told you, like they really play a huge role. Like,
yeah,
it makes offenses playing offense here is hard because of the noise and everything going on, and the atmosphere makes you want to play harder when you hear the roar of a crowd. So, just being on the right side of it is fun and it's an amazing experience.
You've racked up so many tackles throughout your college career, and that's one thing that people have said about you all along is just that you have these elite tackling skills. Mm. What's gone into that? How have you become just such a good tackler, especially playing defense?
Yeah, I would say work, really hard work on understanding leverage. I feel like tackling is also a mindset of not having fear. Sometimes you just got to go. You know, I still, you know, work on it every day, trying to make sure I'm tightening it up and different things. I play with great leverage just because of my size. Some people may look at my size as a, you know, a downfall, but I always looked at it as a positive because I always have good leverage on everybody I play. So, you know, just being physical, having a mindset and, you know, and God always being out there with me. So it allowed me to play free. So, you know, those are some of a few things, but just a lot of hard work and grinding for it.
So has that always been something that you've had to focus on then, even throughout your high school and even prep career?
As far as just like the tackling?
You know, you talk about your size and just knowing kind of how to maneuver your body in a way, the leverage and all of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've kind of been all this size my whole life. So it kind of really, you know, you kind of just, you know, play how you play. Like, I don't think about being 6'3 because I'm 5'11". But as far as just not having any fear and being free out there, that's just always something I had. And having confidence with it throughout the year. So it kind of helped me have success through high school and through college. Is just going, like, just playing ball and having a physical mindset of, you know, tackling the ball, carrier, whoever got the ball, no matter who you are, what size you are, getting to the ball and, you know, getting them down.
Where did you find your love for football?
That's a great question. I would say as a young age, I'm from Pittsburgh, so my very beginning of football really wasn't like a a program. It was more like the kids on the street, and we just, you know, we'll line it up anywhere if it was in the middle of the street or in somebody's backyard. And I would say truly that's where I kind of started learning about the love of the game and just playing it as a kid. I always loved, you know, running, tackling, touchdowns, all those different things. So I think my love really started young, real young. My father always been big on it with me. You know, he's been a great mentor for me. He actually played when he was younger and different things like that. So it was just a fun game to me. And then when I started to learn different techniques and like more about it, I started to fall in love with the process of, okay, if we're running these heels or we're doing these drills, it's going to help you in the game. And I just love seeing how that works, so, and getting better throughout the years.
I've always found that linebackers are kind of, they're so, just to talk to you, learn so much, like your knowledge of the game. Has that always come naturally to you? Have you had to work on it, or have you always kind of understood and known the game, how the game goes throughout your entire career?
Yeah, I think one of my high school coaches is like, don't ever lose the love of learning. So it did come natural to me, but I also love learning more. And I think you can never learn too much, whether it's just different drills you can do of different techniques and understanding the game as far as formation, personnel, now the level of the back, and like if he's pistol, if he's offset, just different things. Everything plays a role, and football is similar in different level. Every levels, there's obviously different things that go into it, but it's very like a clean cut game when you make it. So I just always love to learn. It kind of came easy to me in the beginning and stuff like that, but just always want to build on it and keep building on it.
If someone's listening that's being told they're undersized, what's your message to that?
You can't control what God bless you with. So realize it's a blessing in disguise sometimes, and you got to control what you can control. If they feel like you're undersized, then you just work harder on different things. Make sure your technique is always there. Make sure your eyes are good. Make sure you're bursting. Make sure you're playing physical. Football isn't just a dressed-up game. Like, it's not about just how tall you are, how fast you can run. It's about when the ball snap, can you make that play? And I would say just focus on that. You can't control how tall you are, how fast you are, how big you are, but you can control how hard you play. And that's been, you know, the biggest thing for me, and staying focused and grinding through every situation, every adversity you go through, and just keep it going and keep God first before anything.
I love that. Great message. You are one of nine siblings?
One of nine.
Wow. So what role has that played in the person that you became and, you know, even the leader that you've become?
I would say of those nine, I'm the oldest. So kind of that leadership of, you know, you're always the first to do it. You're the first to make mistakes. You're the first to do something good. It played a role in, like, how I moved. And it became less about me and more about them, in a sense. And I think that's how God calls us to lead our life, of selflessness. Just to make sure that I'm giving them a great example of what to do and what not to do. And even through my mistakes, tell them, hey, listen, this is where I messed up. Maybe you need to go this route. And just being somebody who supports and loves them through anything they do. And that's been, you know, a blessing in my life to have those people and have my siblings and have my family to really be there. And it's a great bond to have, you know what I mean? They're all over the world. They do an amazing thing. I got a brother who does, you know, clothing. I got a sister that's in nursing school. She's actually about to finish. So just to see their story, it motivates me to keep going, and they motivate me every day. So it's a blessing.
Wow. And you always got a bunch of cheerleaders, I'm sure, too.
I do, 100%.
Are they all in on Go Big Red now?
Yeah, they are. They are. Whoever I'm playing with, don't matter who it is, that's who we're supporting. So I love them for that. And they, you know, they continue to keep me going.
Oh, that's special. You know, you also moved here with your now fiance. Yeah. What role has she played in you settling in to Lincoln? And she likes it here too, right?
No doubt. That's my real dog. I love her to death. She's so resilient. And you know, she's competitive herself, so she keeps me motivated, keep me grounded. We have a great relationship with God also, so we're both chasing God through this process. So like she's a special person to me, and she means a lot to me. You know, it's just us out here. Like I told you, like I'm from Pittsburgh, she's from Georgia. So we hold it down for each other. So making sure, you know, we got each other back whenever we're feeling with how we're feeling. And it's always open communication. And there's always love for her.
Great to have. You know, I find it just so refreshing that here you are, you played a lot of football, and you're saying, I had room to grow. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of room to grow, and especially since you've even been here. So mm-hmm. what are some of those areas that you feel like you are better now, even just through three games of the season here being at, playing at Nebraska?
Yeah, I would say my approach, my process. I love how Coach has different things aligned as far as just nutrition, taking care of our body in the weight room. I learned a lot about sleep. I use mouth tape now, like stuff that I've never thought about because we necessarily didn't have those resources that now we do that I implemented in my routine and in my plan. And those are things that helped me grow as a player. Even the film study and different techniques, even through that. So I think just all around, like I become a better player because I'm around great players and I'm around great coaches who push every day, to scratch and crawl to get better. And there's no relaxing. It's always going forward and, what's next mentality. So I love it, man. It's been a journey and I love it and I can't wait to keep growing throughout the season.
People might take that for granted, just, some of those little things like the nutrition. So you've felt a difference in your game when you're on the field just by what you've been able to do with what you're doing at the training table or those kinds of resources?
Yeah, for sure. Some people think it doesn't matter as far as just how much you're putting in on your body. But when you actually look at the science, like Mitch does a great job and Miss Kristen does a great, amazing job as far as teaching us what it means when you have the weight, the body blows that you take throughout the season, or if it's in the fourth quarter or if it's overtime, like you need the energy. So, you play off of what you eat beforehand and even the day before. So, like, those things really, started to make sense to me. And I can see it now that when I'm playing, I'm not as tired, or even recovery has been easier for me because of now I'm packing on weight and I'm eating the right stuff, not just anything. And it's just helped my game go to another level and it's continuing to grow as we go through the season.
Oh, great stuff. All right, let's circle back. Let's talk about this week. Big one. This is one of the games I'm sure you came here to Nebraska to play in, right?
100%. This is, this is what everybody dreams of as a kid watching it. Big Ten football, like it's everything. So I'm excited. I'm extremely excited. I can't wait. I know my guys are ready. I know we're ready to compete. So it's a big one for sure.
What as you dive into some of the film, what are going to be some of the big things that this defense has to do against Michigan?
Yeah, so I look at it as just Big Ten in general. Mm-hmm. As we go in the conference, it's about stopping a run. The Big Ten is closest probably to the NFL. It's just the way we play football. It's hard-nosed football. It's downhill run. It's run until you stop it. And when you stop it, it's play action pass. So just understanding the physicality level that we have to play at, the communication that we have to play, and we just got to execute and be us. And I'm excited to, do that. We just finished practice up today and seeing guys really, starting to click and really communicate on a different level and really seeing different things. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and in the Big Ten, right, it's one in the trenches a lot of times. Is that defensive line, they got some young guys. How have you seen them continue to grow? Mm-hmm. And just even now heading into week four, the growth that they've been able to have so far this season.
Yeah, they don't look the same as they did week one. And that's what it's supposed to look like for every football player. You're supposed to look better as the weeks goes on. You don't want to you look good now, and then throughout the season you start, digressing. But they've been doing a great job. Like, they've been doing an amazing job as far as just implementing what we're learning and then learning from our mistakes and, doing it out there in practice and playing hard and playing fast and playing physical. Like, it's a great group to play in. Play behind, because it makes my job easier when they're, getting after the quarterback or getting after the running back. So I'm excited for them to, show the world what they're capable of and the whole defense as a whole.
Complimentary football, we've seen that the last couple of weeks with special teams and offense, defense. What is that like on the sideline when you have the other two phases to go along with what you guys are doing defensively?
Yeah, well, we talk about hitting yardage. Special teams plays a huge role. And when you talk about teams starting it from, the 20 versus the 30 versus the 50 or 15, those are percentages of points. So I look at it like, okay, if they're starting on a 10, the percentage of them getting out of this is low. So we have a great opportunity to have the advantage, and we also have a great opportunity to score, because now they got a punt, and now it's looking like, okay, now they're going to start on the plus 45. So just as far as just knowing, understanding the game is how, scoring works and points, I feel like it's an amazing amazing job we've been doing. And they've been truly, the third half of the game.
Through three games, number one pass defense in the country. Those guys on the back, they're playing behind you, pretty special too,
they're
right?
They're dogs. They're special players. And it's unique, the level of and all of them are, you know, different ages, different groups of guys. It don't matter who goes in there. They compete at a very high level and they take everything serious. And I love the way their mindset is. It don't matter who it is. And, you know, sometimes we play man a lot. So, you know, we're going to come down there and show you who we are. And I love the confidence that they have. And you can see it growing throughout the season. And it just gives me confidence that, hey, I don't got to worry about them throwing it over my head because I know I got somebody back there that, you know, that can handle theirs. So it's a blessing to see.
You guys always talk about just being aggressive, physical, all of that, and setting the tone here and to start Big Ten play. How crucial is that going to be for you guys?
It's super crucial. But the most important thing is it's the next game. Mm-hmm. We're not looking at the opponent and say, oh, we got to do something crazy to win. It's about just doing our job and continuing the things that we have done, learning from the weeks of past and just growing. It's not about, oh, we got to make a crazy play or got to do that. When you do that, that's when you start messing up because you're trying to make a play. It's just about executing, playing the style of defense that we play, which is I'm going to do my job, you're going to do your job, and if I don't make the play, you make the play. And I love that about us, and I know that's the mindset that we're going in. We're going to compete at a high level. We're going to be physical. We're going to play fast, and we're going to cover you. So I'm excited.
Great stuff. You think it's been loud before? Wait till Saturday here in Zephyrhills.
I already know it's going to be extremely loud. I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, great stuff. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And it's been such a joy to watch you here in a Husker uniform. And best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Mark West watching Trent here with us on this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.